Collapsed lungs were a routine hazard. Perforated eardrums were quite common, but as Haldane reassuringly noted in one of his essays, the drum generally heals up, and if a hole remains in it, although one is somewhat deaf, one can blow tobacco smoke out of the ear in question, which is a social accomplishment. What was extraordinary about this was not that Haldane was willing to subject himself to such risk and discomfort in the pursuit of science, but that he had no trouble talking colleagues and loved ones into climbing into the chamber too. Sent on a simulated descent, his wife once had a fit that lasted 13 minutes. When at last she stopped bouncing across the floor, she was helped to her feet and sent home to cook dinner. Haldane happily employed whoever happened to be around, including on one memorable occasion a former Prime Minister of Spain, Juan Negrin. Dr. Negrin complained afterward of minor tingling and a curious velvety sensation on the lips, but otherwise seems to have escaped unharmed. He may have considered himself very lucky. A similar experiment with oxygen deprivation left Haldane without feeling in his buttocks and lower spine for 6 years. Among Haldane's many specific preoccupations was nitrogen intoxication. For reasons that are still poorly understood, beneath depths of about 100 feet, nitrogen becomes a powerful intoxicant.